Good morning and welcome to Thursday morning. It's the eve of Friday. We're nearly into the weekend and then it's Hurling Sunday and it's Cork versus Limerick. And the place is absolutely buzzing for this match this weekend. All the way behind the Rebels. But I'm not going to do my usual thing.
Okay.
Of asking people to go in expecting the worst.
Well done.
I'm not going to do that.
Well done.
I'm not going to let my trauma as a Mayo fan and Mayo supporter leak out over the airwaves and affect the positive energy of Corkonians going into this game against Limerick. I'm not going to say to you, expect the worst.
I'm proud of you.
To deal with Monday morning if it doesn't go well. I'm
because
not going
Cork
to,
are going to win, that's why.
I'm not going to say anything like that or suggest anything like it.
Cork are going to win, that's
they're going
why.
To win. They're going to win. I've decided they're going to win.
Yay.
And they're going to win well.
Well done. Well done.
That was really hard to say. I feel like I'm on a couch talking to my counsellor there. Just let it out, Keith. Let it out. You've been carrying this now since what? 1989. that's what going to nine All-Irelands will do to you.
I know.
And going home with nothing.
You've definitely got PTSD. But listen, Cork are going to win.
Cork are going to win. And Cork won. They won Sam Maguire on the day my daughter Robin was born.
Oh, really?
The day my daughter Robin was born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Sam was won by Cork, beating down by a point.
Oh, and that, I love it.
And something equally as nice about that day, that was the very last day Micheál Ó Mullaherty did his last ever commentary.
Oh wow, that was quite a historic day.
It was indeed. More so for Cork and Micheál, obviously.
Well, and your eldest was born.
But obviously very important day for Robin too. So we're due, we're due a win. We're due a lean.
We're going to get the win.
We're due an open top bus. We're due a party on South Mall. We're due 2 days off work. We're due an army of sombreros. All the legendary owl fellas that wear those sombreros and the drums.
That. Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Marching up Hannah.
Yeah.
Needs to happen.
Yeah.
It needs to happen. Right, very quickly. Will I give you an all qualifying question yourself some money? Because I'm doing a repeat round of the quiz again this morning, by the way. This means that all of the questions on this sheet in front of me have already been asked.
Yes.
If you listen to the quiz at 8:15, the pop quiz will pay out €1,000. You've heard all of these questions before, 100%. I'll start with your qualifying question. If you want to play for €1,000 at 8:15, what member of the Pogues passed away last Christmas? It's been 19 years.
It's been a long time.
19 years.
Long time.
That is absolutely bonkers. No additional pressure at all. We just go into it, treat it like another game.
Cork by 3 points.
Cork by nine. Three goals in the last 60 seconds.
I'll take it.
Yeah, serious excitement for this weekend. If you're going, by the way, if you've got your tickets, you're heading up, let us know. We'll give you an old shout out. We'll give you an old, get a bit of positive up the Rebel energy going. This morning, let's do the pun day game. It's a bit of messing that we like to do every now and then on the show. I give you a theme or a topic, and I want your pun genius to hit me right into the face. This morning, I'm going to throw out there celebrities and celebrity dining, okay? You go into a restaurant, Vic, you sit down, you want to order a celebrity dish.
A celebrity dish.
A celebrity dish. So a well-known person, married with a bit of grub, in a pun style-y.
Okay.
What have you got?
Hi there. Can I please order a Steven Spielberger?
Brilliant. Steven Spielberger.
And I'll also have a slice of Keisha Sutherland.
Keisha Sutherland.
Yeah.
There's more.
One more. I've got one more. Brad Pitta bread.
Brad Pitta bread.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes.
I pity the fool. Rory, celebrity and restaurant dining.
Come on, Ro.
Well, to start, I will have the Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
That'd be tasty, I'd say.
That'd be very tasty.
For dessert, I'll have the Cuba Pudding Jr.
So we'll start with the Marilyn Monroe's Cuba Pudding Jr. Anything else in there? You got to have a three-course, man.
Some Kevin Bacon in there as well,
Throw Kevin Bacon in there. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Someone else is in here already.
Yeah.
Leonardo Carpaccio.
Carpaccio's.
Yeah.
Very clever. Paris Stilton. Anybody wants a Paris Stilton?
That's brilliant.
Flaniel Craig.
What?
Now that's a stretch.
That is a stretch, but it's true. Flan is a food.
Elvis Parsley, that's not bad. I like that. Oh, I'll have some Mark Ruffalo wings, please. Thank you. Very hot.
And to finish, I'll have an Al Cappuccino.
Oy, nice.
That's really good.
Isn't it?
Did you pull that one out of the bag?
Out of my head.
Down there for dancing, kids.
Out of my head.
I'll have some HR Puffin Stuffed Peppers. Peppers. HR Puffin Stuffed Peppers. If you know what this is.
HR Puffin Stuffed. Push your bend when things get rough.
Oh, yeah.
If you know that, you're my friend.
I know it.
Let's see.
What about some Britney spare ribs?
Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch. Hit me with your best on the pun day game. There is exclusive Cork's number one breakfast show mug is yours. If we like your pun,
okay, I've just seen a brilliant one.
Go on, go.
Jürgen Schops.
Come on, Jürgen.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, it is 6:40. It is Thursday morning. Let's do some Vix VIPs. What have you got, Vic?
Okay, there's loads of stuff in around the news now about feet since we were talking about Lily Allen yesterday. So Lily Allen was all over the press yesterday because she's decided she's going to start selling pictures of her feet on OnlyFans. So they've been doing a bit of a deep dive into people selling pictures of their feet online, and it turns out there's loads of celebrities that have been doing it. Just three for a start. Black China, Kerry Katona and Karrueche Tran have all been in that business of selling pictures of their feet online.
It's kind of one of those, you know, and I'm not generalising here, but it is like Japanese businessman territory. It is one of those things.
It's a bit niche, isn't it?
It's very strange.
Very strange, although I have to say it's probably not as strange as some of the other things that you hear about that people are into, but feet, anyway.
Yeah.
There's an Aussie comedian called Ash Williams, and he was in Celebrity Get Me Here, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, Australia. And he was talking to his fellow campmates about a time that he used to sell pictures of his feet online.
I stopped doing it. Well, because this guy was just on me. Hey, Foot King, do you feel like sending me a foot?
Foot King?
Yeah,
Foot King.
Well, he calls me, I'm his lord.
Really?
Yeah, he said, can I bow at your feet, Lord? And I said, sure. But I just stopped doing it because I was like, also, he wanted more artistic direction on the foot pics.
What?
No, serious.
What do you mean art direction? You got to hire a smoke machine for your foot?
They love soles. Like, that is the creme de la creme. If you show your soles, that's it, mate. This is the best part of the foot. Yeah. You never show your soles first go.
Yeah, how much?
Oh, the sole is the fillet steak.
Obviously.
Okay.
So that was a bit of a lesson there in what goes on with the feet.
I mean, realistically, anybody listening right now, there's a fella over in, let's call it, China Land, yes. Right? And he contacts you and says he will pay you €50 for a picture of your foot.
Yeah, I'd send it.
All day.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, good. There you go.
Like, you don't have to show your face. You don't have to show any part of your body apart from your foot.
Would you like me to put my foot in, like, some little, kind of, I don't know.
A bowl of grapes? Who cares?
Some fancy lingerie?
I'd stick
little pair of foot knickers.
I'll be totally honest with you now. I would stick my foot in anything for money.
That's like another clip. You're just clip gold. You really are.
Anyway, moving on.
No, hold on a second. We need to speak about the only foot that I love.
Yeah.
And the foot that has been closest to my heart, like literally. The Freaky Foot ice cream.
Oh, I used to love those. With the they still make them?
No, I don't think they do. The chocolate toe freaky foot.
The pink one with the chocolate toe.
It's got that kind of pink and white vanilla ice cream, kind of wavy design, and it had the big chocolate toe.
I'd eat an ice cream now, you know.
I'd hammer it.
Anyway.
One more piece.
Coldplay are reportedly paying a seven-figure sum. This is to their former manager. Remember there was a bit of controversy over this. So basically, they parted ways in 2022. Then there's just been this massive legal battle ever since. Dave basically was claiming that he was owed, I think it was 10 million in unpaid commission from one of their albums, the 11th album or something like that. So, yeah, that's just been revealed that they're actually now paying him a seven-figure sum. Dua Lipa's gone Instagram official with her new fella.
Okay.
Remember I told you yesterday that she wore 300 grand's worth of diamonds to Glastonbury?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she did kind of a little montage of their weekend at Glastonbury and went Instagram official. What does that actually mean? Do you know?
That she's
Instagram official.
She's now with this fella.
But like, do you write underneath your bio, "This is my boyfriend," or is it? Do you just start showing photos of the you together? Is that it?
Just pictures of feet. You put up a photo. Just a 4 feet. It's happening, everybody. It's on.
I don't mind a finger. I would stick my foot in anything for money.
Red FM breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
It's the 4th of July today, Rory. It's American Independence Day. And I would like to know, Rory O'Hagan, what would you like to thank America for?
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers, and what? Even though they technically came from hamburger.
Yeah, cheeseburgers and baseball. Thank you, America.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Come on, you can give me more. Vic, what would you like to thank America for?
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's. No, they're the two car curlers. they belong.
No, different fellas.
Yeah. Imagine if the two boys from Cork actually did own the Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Corporation and had never said a word about it. We need to live this healthy lifestyle in Cork. We can't let anybody know about the ice cream, lads.
Be grand. What do you have to be thankful to America for?
Back to the Future.
Oh, I'll allow it.
And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Kelly, what would you like to thank America for on the 4th of July?
What would I like to thank America for?
Say thank you to the Yanks.
Thank you to the Yanks for... Oh my God, you know what I'm watching at the moment on Netflix is the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders documentary.
Oh, that's really good, yeah.
I would like to thank the Dallas Cowboys for having a great cheer team because I'm really enjoying the documentary.
I'm just going to say thank you for the cheerleaders. Thank you very much, everybody. Vic, there's a list of stuff in here that people would like to thank America for. Johnny Depp has come in many, many times.
Yeah, we've got a few new ones. We've got Las Vegas. We've got apple pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Did the Yanks invent apple
pie?
They
must have done. Jack Daniels, whoever he is. 80s TV sitcoms they did have.
Lads.
Yeah, they were good.
Come off the stage. Where would we be without this? Trust me, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
He doesn't exist, you know. He is the Knight Rider and his magical car kit. Do you recall any of the Knight Rider episodes where he was killed by, was it Goliath?
That's right.
The large Arctic
That's
truck.
That's right, yeah.
I wasn't right. Ruined my summer. Yeah. Thank you, America, for the Muppet Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Also known as the presidential election, someone says here. Thank you, America, for Green Day, says Robert.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
For the Rocky movies, for being a home to so many, especially in Boston, from Cormac.
Oh, Aoife says Tiffany's.
And for Tiffany's as well. Yeah.
I'd like to change mine to Beyonce.
Okay.
Good
call.
Beyonce. Can't even get Beyonce. I'm relying. They're shouting into my ear here.
Beyonce is playing.
Who's here?
Is it she?
You're a singer. Have you ever had a croaky voice moment, Kelly? Have you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, this guy is singing to 80,000 people in a stadium, singing to his country. And he's got all the military gear on. It's his big moment.
God bless America, my home, sweet.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you're going to go into puberty, that is not the moment you want it to happen.
Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Let's have a chat to our buddy down in Bantry direction. We got John on the line. Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, Katie. How are you?
We're not too bad at all. How's everything in beautiful Bantry?
Small bit raining.
Small bit wet?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like it. It's like Bantry has its own climate going on down there. It's usually tropical sunshine 24 hours a day. I'm very surprised to hear there's a bit of rain down there. Do you live in Bantry or are you just working down there?
No, I'm just working here. I live in Seabridge.
Very good, very good. So nice. What are you up to today? Tell us a bit about John's life.
Fitting doors today.
Fitting doors, very good. Are you working for yourself or for somebody else?
I'm working for, subbing.
Subbing, okay.
Filling Bantry,
John, here's a very important question. What are there more of in the world? Doors or wheels? This is not part of the quiz, by the way.
Do you know the answer?
This is an internet question that has split the world in half. Are there more wheels or are there more doors in the world?
I was going to say wheels, but I will say doors.
Yeah. You see, remember, you got all the doors in a house. The kitchen, the oven is a door.
Oh,
the,
you're right.
You open the doors of the wardrobes. They're all doors.
Oh, you've just blown my mind. You're right. Yeah. I thought it was wheels as well.
It's another debate for another day. Feel free to jump in on that one if you want to add anything on WhatsApp. But now, let's give this man €1,000 with a repeat round of questions. John, all of these have been asked. The best of luck, buddy. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what member of the Pogues passed away at Christmas?
Shane McGowan.
Who lives in Arasanukthoron?
The Taoiseach. Or the president.
The other fella. Question number 3. What Irish singer's real name is Gavin Wigglesworth? Irish singer.
Kevin James.
Question number 4. Where are the Euros 2024 being held right now?
Germany.
Question number 5. Lando Norris does what for a living?
Formula One racing driver.
Question number 6. The Nutcracker is famous Russian what?
Doll. Wooden toy soldier.
Question number 7. What sponsor is on the Cork jerseys at the moment?
Sports Direct.
Question number 8. How many points will be scored in hurling if 10 goals were scored?
30.
Question number 9. A drone is a male of what kind of insect? A drone. Quickly.
Spider.
And Luke Ming Flanagan, the MEP, is from what county? I'll give you 3 seconds on that because I messed it up. Luke Ming Flanagan, MEP, is from what county in Ireland?
County Mayo.
Okay, you're going to go for Mayo. 100% repeat round of questions.
Yeah.
Let's go back and see how you get on. Shane McGowan is correct. Arasanukthoron is the president. That's Michael D's gaff.
Yeah.
Gavin Wigglesworth is Gavin James.
Yeah.
Germany is correct. F1 driving is correct. Sports director on the Cork jerseys. That is correct. There are 30 points and 10 goals. That is correct.
Ooh, here we go.
Let's see. Which one do we have to have a look at again? The Nutcracker is a famous Russian what?
Ballet.
It's a ballet.
It is, yeah.
The old ballet. And let me see. What else do we miss? A drone is a small male bee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the name for a male bee. Roscommon is where Luke Ming Flanagan is from as well.
You were Castlereagh.
You missed
wasn't listening that day.
You weren't listening that day.
That was a good round,
that's your own
John.
Fault, buddy.
Well done. That was a good round.
You went missing on us that day. Not to worry. John, we'll bring you back again. Yeah. I hope to talk to you another morning. In the meantime, we've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. All right.
Perfect. Thanks, Casey.
Cheers, buddy. Have a great day, John. Take care. Bye. Red FM Breakfast. It is indeed. It's 8:32. Good morning from Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. I'm holding something up here and I've kicked off a bit of a row on the Red FM Facebook page. And I want your opinions on this, everybody. Kelly Murphy, what are these called? Can you tell me what they are?
Mr. Freezes?
Hard drinks.
Mr. Freeze.
Oh, a hard drink, yeah.
What?
Sorry,
what?
Very Cork.
That's an ice pop. It's not a drink.
It's a hard drink.
It's a hard drink in Cork.
It's not. It's
Victoria and Cork.
So Mr. Freeze. You said Mr. Freeze that
I Kale. Know, but that's me being like obsessed with branding. Do you know what I mean? But it is a hard drink.
They're called ice pops, lads.
Ice pops.
Hard drinks, lads.
If you want a hard drink, you come to my house on Friday evening and I'll give you a hard drink.
Come to my house and I'll give you a hard drink.
When I was a child, I'd be like, get me a hard drink. You get one of those, you've had a rough day at school.
Really, yeah. Bring me a hard one.
I like that.
There was an urban myth as well that on your Mr. Free / hard drink, if you got a number 7, you got a free one. Does anyone else remember that?
Oh, wow. I do remember something about that.
Yeah.
You see, Mr. Freeze is a brand of ice pop.
Yeah.
It's not... It's not the actual. It's like Hoovers and vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
It's a brand of hard drink, yeah.
It's not a brand of hard drink.
It's a hard drink.
Yeah.
Add to the debate. Mary Ryan is calling them freeze pops.
Oh, hang on.
Goes well at any weather. Hard drinks. If they weren't frozen, they'd be soft hard drinks.
Correct.
Says someone else here from Claire Skillington.
Hello, Claire.
Carl Johnson is ice pops. Or
actually,
the
to be honest, I think I'd probably say ice pops over Mr. Freeze.
What are they? What do you call them in your neck of the woods? Where did the hard drinks come from? That sounds like it's
the actual name for them. That's what they're really called.
It's a Cork City thing.
It's a hard drink.
So just to give you an update, so far we've got a mix of ice pops and a frozen drink.
Okay.
So there you go.
Is anyone calling them hard drinks?
Everybody in
frozen
Cork.
Frozen drink.
Yeah. Frozen drink. Anyway. Oh, it's a hard drink.
The people who are right are calling them hard drinks, yeah.
That's... See what I mean? I mean, there's enough conflict going on in the world at the moment than the four of us shouting and roaring over something that's in the freezer. Anyway, the debate continues. Morning, everybody. Neil is here from 9 o'clock. The Neil Prendeville Show is exclusively on Red FM from 9 this morning. Here,
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Exclusive. Do you hear that?
Exclusive is right.
Victoria Nichols, what is happening?
Okay, Adele is learning German.
Is she?
Yeah, so you know she's got these, she's got loads of these shows coming up now. I think it's next month, actually. She's doing a residency in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose you could say she's doing a bit of a Taylor Swift on it in that she's trying to learn some German, obviously, to impress the fans with.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You can only imagine how that's going down now.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome to the stage Adele.
Vorsprung door technique, mate. That's pretty much it, isn't it?
That's all.
Guten Tag.
I'm fine, mate.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah, so she... Well, I suppose they do love it when you make an effort, even
they
though if you make a hames of it.
No, they do. They always appreciate the effort. So yes, yeah, so she's having some German lessons. Oh, to be a fly on that wall. If you ever had any doubt in your mind at all about how much Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, loves the limelight... this next clip is going to confirm it for you.
He does, doesn't he?
So Travis was asked, basically, he does this podcast with his brother Jay, and Jay was asking him like about his part in the Eras Tour show. So at Wembley, Travis Kelce was part of the show, and Jay wanted to find out how did that come about. Have a listen.
I initially mentioned it to Tay. I was like, how funny would it be if I just like rolled out on one of the bikes during the 1989 like era. She started laughing. She was like, would you seriously be up for like doing something like that? And I was just like, are you what? I would love to do that. Are you kidding me? I've seen the show enough. Might as well put me to work here. She found the perfect part of the show for me to come in. It was like the perfect time for me to go up there, just be a ham and have some fun, not only with her, but the crowd, and like really like try and get everybody excited for the rest of the show. It was awesome.
The next album, he will insist that he's on a duet on every song.
Back,
he'll be playing the triangle in the band.
Percussion.
Should have him doing everything.
He's not afraid, is he?
No,
he's
living it up.
He is. And listen, I suppose fair play to him, but I have to say, I did actually assume that it was her that would have asked him to be part of the show.
Yeah.
That just shows you that.
Imagine your missus, your partner was worth a billy.
Yeah, it would be. It's insane. How much is he worth?
He's done all right for himself. He'd be well, very well paid athlete.
Give me a ballpark, do you reckon?
In around the 100 mil.
Oh really? Oh, geez,
that's a total guess.
He's doing all right if he's worth 100 million. Elton John's put a load of his clobber up for sale on eBay. So if you want some of those mad looking glasses, that's where you need to go. He's basically just kind of started auctioning off a load of his wardrobe. He's recently sold a property in Atlanta. He's trying to find a new home. Listen to this. He's trying to find a new home for 900 of his personal items.
Okay, he's doing this eBay thing, isn't he?
Yeah. But imagine trying to buy a house for all the stuff that you own, just the stuff that you own.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary once, it was a good few years ago, and they went inside this room that housed his glasses.
He has a room for his glasses.
I am not joking you now. There must have been about 20 or 40 stands. It was like a walk-in house.
Yeah.
Just for glasses.
So what's he putting up on eBay? His
glasses.
Jocks, the whole shebang. Everything's going up.
Don't think the jocks are in there. there, Casey, but you know. I think it's glasses, it's kind of like jackets. Oh, it's the suits, the trademark suits. It's those glittery, blingy suits that he wears. So, yeah.
Very good. Someone's pulling me up here. Casey, he's worth 30 million.
Oh, it is.
Oh, the poor. Is he all right? I wonder, will he be all right? Red FM.